Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, the best wines in Spain arguably are from Rioja. And the best grapes that go into that are Tempranillo. There's no doubt about it.
No doubt about it at all.
Yeah, and it's a fabulous, fabulous grape. One of the truly noble grapes in the world. It exists elsewhere in Spain, but it doesn't get quite the same prominence as it should. So you've been looking into this a little bit.
I'm doing some exploration of Tempranillo in general because it really doesn't exist a whole lot outside of Spain in its entirety. I mean, there's a little pieces here and there. So it's a terrific grape. It's the number one planted grape in Spain, followed by Grenache, which is the number two, or Garnacha. And it's just a terrific red wine that I think deserves a little more exploration. So we're going to talk about Tempranillos not from Rioja. So I have a couple of caveats. They will be graded, so something called Venjova or Roble, is that how you pronounce it? Will be red wine that has no to low, very low oak. They're going to be fresh and fruity. Crianza is 2 years of aging with at least 6 months in oak. Reserva is 3 years of aging with at least a year in oak. Gran Reserva is 5 years with 18 months of oak. So you're going to pay more typically as those go up, and they're going to have a little more oak influence. This is also, by the way, the grape that is one of the main players in port.
Yeah, it's Portuguese permutation. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. So anyway. So here's a good one to start with. This is Viña Jaraba. This is from an area called La Mancha, and this is a Crianza, so it's got a little bit of age on it. This is a deep garnet wine, lovely spicy black fruit nose with deep cherry, a little note of cedar, medium-bodied, you know, nice little firm tannins and some good acidity, and this is going to come at all of $13.99. So
lovely.
Yeah, I mean, how can you just get upset with that. Now, one of the major wine, sexy wine production regions in all of Spain is an area called the Ribera del Duero, and there's a lot of Tempranillo produced there, sometimes called Tinto Fino. Mm-hmm. And I tried this wine from a producer called Pago de los Capellanes.
Pago de los Capellanes.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it really was a big deal. And this is what I mentioned earlier, Joven, which means it's going to have just a little bit of wood, if any wood at all. This was a stunning wine, silky and elegant, red fruit aromas with subtle spice, very vibrant and fresh, which makes sense because it's a Joven. Good length, full-bodied and velvety. You're entering Saturday night dinner wine here, mm-hmm. And it's $24.99.
That's actually a very good price. Very high-quality producer.
I totally agreed. Now, here's one I was not familiar with. This is definitely Saturday night dinner wine. This is from a place called Bodegas Val Duero in mm-hmm. the Ribera del Duero, and this is the Crianza. They have older ones as well. This is fabulous. Huge and complex, served with a big steak, big red fruit aromas with notes of spice, vanilla, nutmeg, tobacco, leather. There's that earthy characteristic that mm-hmm. comes through over lush fruit with layers and layers of length. Lovely. $39. So you're in the Saturday night dinner range, but wow, this was really nice.
Yeah, you really hit on a couple first-rate houses there with those two, Val Duero and Pago de los Capellanes.
Yeah.
Very good stuff.
I was not disappointed.
I bet you weren't. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.